You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. Well, there's young Daisy Dozen and her beau Donald down at the drugstore getting a soda. Donald's saying,
"Gosh, Dreamcake, wish I were as smart as you."
Oh, Donald, you are, aren't you?
Well, gee, Daisy, you can talk on any subject, like movies, algebra, even Does.
Well, Donald, when a girl's going to get married someday, she ought to know all about Does. Why, it's a new soap discovery, and it does everything in the wash.
Gee, I'd do everything for you, Dreamcake.
Mm. You know, Ma says does Pa's work shirts and Dickie's overalls and towels and my pretty rayon blouses. Simply everything. Isn't that wonderful?
You're a wonderful pigeon.
Thanks, Donald. Just think, someday you'll be wearing work shirts. Then you'll want a wife who knows Does get some clean easy. I mean, she won't have to do any hard scrubbing. Or like Ma says, even bother with the bar soap anymore. Because Does gets the dirtiest things clean all by itself.
Hey, remember, it's me, not Does, that's buying the sodas.
I was only thinking of our future. Ma says every good housekeeper should know how white Does does towels and linens. No soap gets them whiter than Does. It's really famous for whiteness.
Gee, it's snazzy, sipping sodas and listening to you talk.
You're sweet, Donald. You know, Ma says if a girl's going to be a good wife, she ought to know how to keep her rayon dresses looking bright with Does. Ma says it's safer for the pretty colors she washes.
Dreamcake, you look so pretty. Let's you and me and Does always sip our sodas together.
Oh, Donald.
Oh, brother. Does sure does everything. In the wash, I mean. Why, friends, compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Does gives longer life to colors, plus unsurpassed whiteness and real cleaning power for the dirtiest clothes. Try Does, D-U-Z. It does everything in your wash. And now the Goldbergs. Well, Molly never expected to see her daughter-in-law come driving back. No, the Goldbergs had decided that Grace was completely gone out of their lives. And then suddenly, the car drove up toward them. On the way to the station, George had decided that he and Grace should return Rosie's check. And despite Grace's rage, turned the car around. In her fury, she grabbed the wheel, and then it happened. The car hit the big tree in the yard. And the question now is, the great question is this the end or a beginning? Listen.
George, are you sure you're all right?
Yes.
Let me do something. Let me give you something. Let me just wipe your forehead.
No, thanks.
You're bleeding here a little bit. All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Gold.
There.
Oh.
Quietly. Just sit quietly.
What's keeping that doctor? He's only up the road a ways.
Sit quietly, George. Sit quietly. Don't go upstairs. Mr. Goldberg wants you to stay downstairs.
If that's the doctor, let me talk to him.
Hello? Yes? Just hold the wire, Seymour. 1 minute. Hold the wire. George, here, take this towel. Hold it on your forest.
Oh, thank you.
Hold yourself. Hello? Yes? Yes, Seymour. No. Please don't come over, darling. Don't come over waiting for the doctor. The doctor will do all. But, Birdie, no, I haven't got the time now, Seymour, darling. Tell Birdie everything is all right. Everything is very all right. No, I don't know yet. When I know, I'll call you and I'll tell you. No, tell Birdie not to come. Thank you very much. Yes, all right, come tomorrow. Then come tomorrow, but call before you come, Seymour. Yeah. Goodbye. George, I think maybe I'll call the doctor's office again, maybe, huh? Rosalie Bell?
Yes.
Bell?
How is she?
All right.
You're just saying that.
Don't go up, George.
Well, why not?
George.
Sure, I'm going up. Why shouldn't I?
Rosie, don't look at me with meaningful glances. George is nervous. It's because he was in the car and he was driving when the accident occurred.
I didn't say anything, Ma.
Molly.
All right, Jake.
Why did you let George come upstairs again? Why? Grace gets hysterical when she sees him.
I'm going up and you call the doctor again.
I'll go up again and you call the doctor.
Again? again you're looking, Rosalie?
Mama, darling, please.
Because Papa said Grace gets hysterical when George comes in?
It's a psychological reaction,
don't
maybe.
Don't be a psycho-anarchist, please. Please. Hello? Central, give me Dr. Cater's office, please.
Why were they driving back? They had
without questions and without interrogations. Please. Hello? Hello, this is Mrs. Goldberg calling you again. Well, the doctor's not present at my house, nurse. Oh. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, I'm sorry. Bye. He left. He's on his way. He'll be here momentarily. Stay down, I'm going up. Put some water to boil. Maybe the doctor will want to sterilize. Oh, take it. The telephone again. No information, please.
Hello?
Well, oh. No?
Yes, Marcia.
Oh, Marcia?
Yes, he is.
What
One
is
minute.
It?
Marcia wants to talk to George.
Talk to George? Oh, talk to George. Because... All right, I'll call him.
Just a minute, Marcia. My mother's calling him. Well, we're waiting for the doctor now. No. Just a minute, Marcia. Here's George. George, Marcia wants to talk to you.
Thanks. Hello? Yes, I know. I'm sorry. Well, your car was insured, wasn't it? Well, you realize she was almost killed?
Doctor's car!
The doctor's here. I can't talk to you now. Goodbye.
Doctor's car.
Let me talk to Dr. Cater, Mrs. Goldberg, please.
Open the door, Rosalie.
Please. What took you so long, Doctor?
Well, I got here just...
She's that. Upstairs. Come upstairs.
Mrs. Goldberg?
Doctor, it was just...
I'll tell you how it happened.
Doctor,
Mrs. Goldberg, will you please leave this to me?
It's your daughter-in-law, isn't it, Mrs. Goldberg, that's been hurt?
Yes, Doctor.
Then I think you'd better remain down here, George. Mrs. Goldberg, will you come up, please?
Yes.
Rosie, there's another doctor around here, isn't there?
We always use Dr. Cater.
But how do I know he's good? How can I tell? Maybe he won't know how to handle the case.
He's a good doctor. George, why did you drive Grace back?
Oh, what difference does that make now?
She's not hurt very badly.
Oh, she doesn't have to be hurt badly. She's going to be a mother, Rosie. That changes everything.
I'm sure she'll be all right, George, and... You don't have to blame yourself, because we won't blame you.
You won't blame me? Do you think I care whether you blame me or anybody else does? Thinking about her. Oh, why doesn't the doctor come down? Why doesn't he let me know? What's the matter with him anyway?
He just went up, George.
The doctor's in with Grace. Jake?
Jake.
Did she say anything when she saw the doctor?
No. She wanted to know where you are.
Me?
No. George.
Where are you going, George?
The doctor
going
said
upstairs.
Doctor,
that's where I'm going.
Let him go. Let him go. Where there is smoke, there is fire.
What, Jake?
Nothing. I'll be on the porch if you want.
Ma.
Now is no time to talk.
It'll be better if the baby is never born.
Quiet.
Ma.
Quiet. Doctor? Doctor, how is she?
She'll be all right. Rosie?
Rosie.
Is she all right?
Rosie.
I'm going.
Mrs. Goldberg, how did the accident happen?
Well, my daughter-in-law was in the car with George.
With George?
Yes. And they had a slight collision with the tree in the yard.
Well, she'll be all right if she rests. Isn't that George the same one who kept calling me so often when your daughter-in-law first got ill?
Yes, Doctor, he's,
Yes?
Well, he's a very neighborly neighbor, Doctor. And he's very sympathetic.
Oh.
Oh?
Well, I only...
Doctor, before you go... Doctor.
Oh, she'll be Doctor. All right. Just see that she's kept quiet.
Are you sure?
I'm sure about her. Good day.
Good day, Doctor. Let me take you to the door.
No, don't bother, Mrs. Goldberg. Oh, by the way, have you heard from your son yet?
No, Doctor.
Oh. Well, good day. I'll call tomorrow.
Thank you.
George? Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes.
What did Dr. Cater tell you?
She'll be all right.
No. I don't mean that.
What do you mean, George?
Nothing.
What do you want to tell me?
Nothing. Here.
What is this?
Here, take it.
Huh? The check? Rosalie's check? I thought Grace tore it up.
No, she didn't. You only think she did.
Rosalie's check? George.
You only think she did. You only think you know what happened.
Then tell me what happened.
I'll tell you. Not now, but I'll tell you.
No one, no nothing could straighten out Molly's thoughts and feelings. She holds the check that she thought was destroyed. Grace is upstairs. And now Molly feels, in fact, she knows that there's more, much more involving Grace and her son. You know, it's always wise to give credit where credit is due. Of course, a lot depends on how you do it. Take young Dickie Dozem. Yesterday, Dickie said...
On the baseball field, brother, I got everything. But in the dishpan, say, that's where Doz has everything.
Right, Dickie. Doz does everything in the wash, and it has everything for dishes, too. Why, this new kind of soap makes suds that stand up till the last dish is done, cuts grease like 60, yet it's kinder to hand. Yes, those Doz suds stand up right to the finish. You don't have to keep adding soap. And Doz cuts tough grease without hard scouring. Yet Doz leaves hands soft and nice. It's safer for hands than any other leading granulated wash day soap. So change to Doz. It has everything for dishes. And friends, remember, this is wartime, and Doz, like all soaps, contains vitally needed war materials. Don't waste Doz. Always soak pots and pans first in clear water before washing. See to it every bit of Doz you use does more. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. One by one, the clouds drift away, and the Goldbergs begin to get a first clear look into the situation in which they find themselves. This is Clayton Collier speaking and reminding you to do as the Dozems do. Let Doz, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.